And now it's time for Diana Carroll with Question of the Week.
Hello. Well, this week we're going to be leaping into a breathing issue.
Hello, my name is Jason Flakes and I'm calling from Annandale, Virginia. My question is how is it possible for a boring, flat-headed frog to have no lungs and breathe through its skin?
Other frogs have lungs to help them ribbit, so why is this one different?
My name is David Bickford, and I'm an assistant professor at the National University of Singapore, and I was a member of the team that recently rediscovered the species and was able to actually find out that it doesn't have any lungs. First and foremost, the ecology of the animal, where it lives, are extremely fast-flowing streams that are clear and cold. They're coming right down off of the largest mountain in Kalimantan, Bukit Baka, and the cold water actually holds more oxygen than warmer water. And when it's traveling very fast, the frog is able to basically run into more molecules of oxygen as it's carried in the water. Also, most amphibians are able to do most of their gas exchange through their skin anyhow. Lungs in amphibia are fairly primitive, and they mostly just get a little bit of oxygen through their lungs. They get rid of most carbon dioxide through their skin anyhow. So what is probably the real kicker, the real reason that these guys don't have lungs is that same very fast-flowing water could be detrimental to you if you got swept away. And a good way to get swept away is to be buoyant or to float in the water. So having lungs makes you a lot more buoyant. It's kind of in the context of very fast flowing streams that these frogs need to do everything that they do. So it's easy to imagine that being a very strong selective force.
The frog has a clever adaptation for the fast-moving water in which it lives. Instead of using air to obtain the oxygen it needs, it relies on enough water hitting it every second to receive the required amount. The frog can also breathe through its skin, which has tiny blood vessels or capillaries for oxygen exchange. If the frog did have lungs, though, it would float to the surface and be swept away downstream, a bit like a poo stick. Well, that's one exciting adaptation, but how's this for a step in evolution?
Hi, it's Jeff Blackwell calling in from Bundaberg in Queensland in Australia. I'd like to know if there are any life forms, plant, animal, fungus, whatever, that are effectively immortal.
From an age-old life form to some paleontological recycling.
My name is Sky. I'm an archaeologist in Arkansas in America, and I was taught when I was young that we drink the same water today that the dinosaurs drank when they were alive, and I wondered if that was true.
So, what is the oldest water that you have consumed, and who is the oldest person that you know? Drop us a line at questionoftheweek@thenakedscientist.com, or you can even write your ponderings on our forum at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Thank you very much to Diana O'Carroll for this week's Question of the Week. I'm just having a sip of some dinosaur urine here in the studio, assuming that's true, of course. Thank you, Diana.